Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today. We're so grateful for the feedback we get from our listeners. And we hope that this show inspires you, informs you, and brings glory to our Lord and Savior. I'm Hans, and I'm seated next to my lovely bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, my goodness. So a few technical problems this morning, but nothing that a little tape wouldn't fix. So we're all good. Thank you to the genius of our producer, Christian. He's just shaking his head no because so we all had a little traffic problem this morning. And, yeah. You know, it's Atlanta. So that's just like, oh, okay, what else you got? Mm-hmm. So, yes, good morning to everyone. This is this show has specifically been prayed over. We have prayed for you who are watching on Facebook Live, who are listening this morning. We are praying for that this would just be exactly what you needed today.
Very good. I like that. Well, last couple of weeks we've been talking about back to school, kind of as the cycle of our life, and as everyone sees their kids off, and also the impact it has on traffic. We're all enjoying that. So now we're going to talk about back to church, because we're all hearing in our morning announcements all these kickoffs for Wednesday nights and activities, and all that's gearing back up again.
Absolutely. All the kids get to step up. If you haven't been in youth before and now you are in the youth group, they have a big celebration and graduating out of nursery. You know, I think we should do something for the older adults at our church, like a back to school slip and slide.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I remember a certain someone that thought they can get on a slip and slide.
I know.
About 10 years ago.
Big mistake. Biggest mistake of my life.
It involved a week of traction afterwards.
It did. But back to church. And, you know, you know, our pastor over seniors at our church, Pastor Danny, you know, he grew up and he always talks about Wednesday night suppers. And you didn't take summer off. You just kept on going.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're so excited to be getting back to church, back to Wednesday night supper tomorrow on Wednesday night. And just excited about the Bible studies coming up. So we just wanted to encourage you, if you've not as a family done a Wednesday night, it's a great time to get refreshed and renewed in the middle of the week.
Yeah, I was going to say, the all week long is a little bit, well, it is a desert for most people that aren't actively in God's word, in like a morning or evening devotion time. Sunday morning, as you probably know, is not enough. And it's a great way in the middle of the week to kind of find that milestone and touching stone and get back to community fellowship. And it's a great thing.
Refueled, recharged, and eat some good food. Well, also wanted to let you all know out there that if you have not been a part of the Alzheimer's Association's walk that they have every year in September and October in your community, and we are blessed here in the Atlanta area with a major walk on Saturday, September 28th. And then we have some additional walks on the south side of town, as well as up in Duluth. And those dates and times can all be found at alz.org/Georgia.
Forward slash? It's, yeah, it's yin and yang, but it matters.
Well, listen, if you go to alz.org and there'll be a big icon about the walk. Click on that. You're going to find a walk in your area. And Senior Provisions also has a walk team. So if you've liked our Facebook page at Senior Provisions, Facebook at Senior Provisions, and the Harvest Radio Show as well, you can join our walk. And we would love to have you participate and come walk with us September 28th. If you cannot walk with us, any small donation towards our goal, it all goes to the Alzheimer's Association. So we're proud to be partner with them and support them. And you, I think we'll be hearing a new ad for them today about the walk.
Yep. So we're also grateful to be partnered with them with our show. Another great support and partner that we want to thank is Caring Man in a Van. They are a support of our Harvest Show, and they are a trusted resource for transportation covering all of Greater Atlanta. To learn more about Caring Man in a Van, go to caringmaninavan.com. And as they like to say,
Do you want me to just say it?
Well, I didn't know which way you were going to go.
Oh.
Because you go, you are going to. You're going to love
the ride. You're going to love the ride.
Yeah.
This is not the one we're going to send to him, right? we love you, Scott. Awesome. Well, so we have a great show today, and I am really excited to get started.
We do have a great show today. And our guest caller today is Angie Vineyard. She's a daughter, caregiver, blogger extraordinaire. Welcome back to The Harvest. Thank you for being on it, Angie.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. It's Amy, which, you know, you can tell the difference. I'm not Hans.
Wow.
So thank you for being patient as we were waiting to bring you on. And thank you for being on the show and being back on the show, because last time you were on,
sure,
we had you in studio.
In studio.
That's right.
Well, so I just want to, you know, Hans introduced you as a daughter and caregiver and blogger, and you wear many, many hats, and we're going to talk about all of those roles today. But first, I just want to, if you could just introduce yourself again to our listeners and tell us who you are caring for besides yourself.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I grew up mostly in Georgia, and after college, I started moving northward, and I worked in Washington, D.C. for about 9 years. And in 2004, my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it runs in the family. His mother had it, and his sister developed it after he did. And so in 2011, I moved back down to Georgia. I moved in with my parents to help take care of him and also to help my mom. And so I've been doing that. In September, it'll be 8 years.
Wow.
And so I've learned a lot, and I'm still learning.
This is, there couldn't be more of a truth spoken in that moment. Constantly learning and being taught things and teaching others too. And so we've kind of asked you to come back on because we want you to share some of the things that you have learned along the way and some of the things specifically right now that God's doing with you. So here's the thing we do, and when we have support groups out there, and we have lots of support groups that we either speak at or we facilitate, one kind of common practice we do, Angie, is we ask each participant to give us a little bit of their how are you doing today, your temperature. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, and on a scale 1 to 10 today, this morning, even being on this radio show, on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being great, 1 being not so great, what number would you assign yourself today?
I'd probably be a 4.
A 4. Well, it's our goal and our prayer that maybe before the end of this call, we can take your temperature again. But a 4, and is that a little lower than normal?
It is. It just depends on what happens. There's a lot of things that happen when you're a caregiver, and there are some days and even weeks that you feel that you've got a handle on it, you've got sufficient help. And then there are other days where you just feel overwhelmed. And so it really kind of depends on what's going on and also the stage that your loved one is in. My father is in the later stages of Alzheimer's, and it's just difficult to process that and also to try to manage day to day. One thing that I've learned is that everybody grieves differently, and grieving happens when your loved one has any form of dementia.
Yeah.
Because parts of them are slipping away from you, and you never know if you're going to see that part again. And you deal with a constant sadness.
Yeah.
Because you know that it's going to continue that way.
Well, so Angie, I'm going to have really you hold. I'm going to have you hold on for 1 second. We're going to go up against a break here. I want you to continue to share your heart. And we've been talking with Angie, who's caregiving for her parents and sharing her experience with the world today.
But you having a temperature of 4 happens today. And we know that it is no accident. So come back on the other side of the break. And we love to continue talking.
Are beautiful, but they become even more so when carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands carry different colored flowers, signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day, there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor.
Is it getting difficult to get yourself, mom, or dad to the doctor? Do you dislike driving in heavy traffic? Wish there was a safer, more convenient way to get where you need to go? This is Scott Chamberlain, owner of Caring Man in a Van. We provide personal care transportation for individuals that need to travel by wheelchair or stretcher. For the last 12 years, countless families have trusted us to transport their loved ones. Our customer Bill of Rights guarantees you prompt service, clean, comfortable vans, a certified driver that is attentive to your needs, plus the promise you will have an enjoyable experience. Visit our website today at carryingmaninavan.com or call 1-855-342-1566. That's 1-855-342-1566. You're going to love the ride.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia. Or call 404-325-2020.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have been talking today with, we introduced her as daughter, caregiver, and blogger, and an amazing blogger at that, for sharing her heart and her experience with her caring over her father, who is suffering from Alzheimer's. Angie Vineyard, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Hey, well, hate to have cut you off a little bit. If we could just like not have breaks, but we've got to have our sponsors, give them a little time. But I just want to kind of give our listeners a little more insight. And your blog popped up in my inbox this morning. And if you'd indulge me a little bit, I would love to read just a couple of excerpts from your blog about FACE. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Today it is titled, Be Still, a Private Prayer. And you begin with, Dear God, there are so many times that I want to pray, but I don't know what to say. But you know everything. You knitted me together in my mother's womb, and you know the number of hairs on my head. And so you know my thoughts and those things that I want to say, but I can't quite put into words. And you go on and you described the experience of caregiving sometimes as feeling breathless. And then if you could just have a moment where you could just be in God's presence, that it would all be right and all feel and make sense, because so many times I know with caregiving, it feels upside down. I love how you even describe that you feel like a gerbil in a wheel spinning round and round, chasing after something that eludes me. And you talk about pain. But you know that there is learning and teaching through pain. And it's not that God is punishing you. I just want to read the last part of this that I just loved so much. You say that you know that I nor my family is being punished for anything that we've done. It isn't why Alzheimer's has taken up residence in my father's body for 14 years, but it is painful. And I can't help but wonder, what are you teaching me now? What am I learning that will help me and mold me, frame me, and fashion me into the woman that I am destined to be? And you go on to say that you love God very much and you can't do a day without him. Please show me at some point why all of this has happened. Show me the beauty that is in this mess of my life. And I am forever grateful to be your daughter. This was just a beautiful devotion for me this morning. And I wanted to share it with our listeners today. Thank you, Angie. That just came from a pure spot. When did you write that?
Yeah, that was pretty raw, but I felt like I needed to write it because that's where a lot of caregivers are, especially those that have been doing this for a while. And there's a verse in the Bible, Proverbs 14:13, it says, "Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and rejoicing may end in grief." And sometimes we don't want to dwell on the bad. We don't want to dwell on the sadness. And so we have things to do. We have jobs to do. But there is that grief. And so what I've learned is that I have to keep giving that grief to God. I have to keep giving him the sorrow and the sadness because it's too heavy for me. It was never meant for my shoulders. And as far as pain goes, you know, our lives are going to have pain, and you can resist it, which makes it so much harder, or you can just let the Lord use it to work out and fashion in you whatever he wants to do, and that's always going to be for your good and his glory.
Amen to that.
Yeah, that's a powerful perspective.
So I want to talk a little bit about your blog, because that's where I just read from. And so I want you to, if you would, share with us your blog, where people can find it. Let's just do that now. We'll do it again later. And then tell us a little bit about how that blog has manifested and impacted people.
Sure. I am a writer by trade. And so I found out about a couple of years ago that it was extremely therapeutic for me to write about my experiences. And I didn't want to write just about the negative. I wanted to write about the positive. I wanted to write about the lessons that I'm learning, because when you're a child, your parents teach you. And you kind of assume that the bulk of that teaching ends when you become a grown-up. But I have continued to learn so much from this experience and from my parents and just from watching them walk through this, and also watching other people come alongside of us to help us, because it's definitely the kind of situation that you need other people to help you. You need that support group.
Absolutely.
And so 2 years ago, I started a blog, and it's just angievineyard.com. And I write once a week about whatever I'm learning, whatever it is. And it could be a funny story of something that happened. It could be a memory of something that happened when I was a child, and also how that memory shows up again now while I'm taking care of my father. There's a point in life as an adult where you become the adult and your parent becomes the child. And so I'm seeing how God has been knitting together the lessons that I learned as a child and using those with my father to love on him and to love on my mother and to take care of them. And it's very, I've done it because I wanted it to be therapeutic, and I wanted to help people because I thought, I'm not an expert by any means, but if I learn something, if I find something that helps, then I want to share that with other caregivers so that they might be able to use that, and it would help them too.
Absolutely.
And I've had a lot of feedback from the blog, and just people saying, Thank you so much for putting into words what I've been feeling for a long time but never could say. And other people, you know, they're just, their hearts are touched because Alzheimer's, unfortunately, still has a stigma attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
these people are beautiful, and they are not the disease. They have a disease, but they are not the disease. And so it's so important to make sure that we treat them not just with love, but with dignity, and that we honor them. And so that has a lot to do with my blog as well, is I want people to see that when someone comes up to them and they have Alzheimer's, you know, and they start telling the same story three times, it's okay to laugh and smile and just engage with that person. You don't have to be like, okay, I got to get out of here and run away from the conversation.
Absolutely. So you're breaking down the stigma that
right.
comes with senior care. I mean, that it keeps people from visiting. It keeps people from, it keeps adult children from even going to visit their own parents, because there is a loss, and there is a lot of times there is just not a connection from with the parent they used to know.
Well, I'm also thinking too, we're also, I think, very motivated and impacted by the feeling of being accomplishment, of engaging and making use of our time to an accomplishment. And that doesn't measure out very well when engaging someone that has Alzheimer's. You know, it really has to become something else. It has to become just fellowship.
Yes.
Right. And it has to, and that's one of the things that I think you learn when you're a caregiver, is that, and I don't want this to sound cheesy, but love is more important than knowledge. And so
that's
whatever
good.
You know.
Wait, you got to say that again.
You know, love is more important than knowledge. So in terms of when I worked in Washington, D.C., it was all about what you know, what
right.
you know and what you can do and how you can progress your career. And now it's about, how can I love my father? How can I love my mother? How can I be there for them? Because I know this is just a season. I know this is only a season, and I know that this is not going to last forever. But what I'm learning about the lessons of the heart far outweigh anything I could ever learn from my brain.
Hmm. Well, you've taken on, Angie, a task that I often tell our caregivers, that it is similar to trying to fly. And it sounds like a great plan, and then you step off that branch and you realize that maybe we're not built and designed with wings and the ability to fly. And what I would say is you've done a beautiful job of acknowledging that this is hard and pulling together the resources to keep you going. And we're going to talk more when we come back on the other side of this break about the obstacles that you have faced, both, you know, with the care issues and financial issues and just trying to find some of that information. But you have done a beautiful job of pulling together support. And in the process of doing that, what you have created is a ministry to other caregivers. We call you our favorite caregiver. And and it's,
well, thank you.
Well, I hope you are listening. If you are just now joining us, you're going to have to rewind and listen from the start, because it's a good show today. And we've been talking with Angie, our fearless favorite caregiver, who's on the front line. She's living this role each and every day. But Angie, hang on, because we have some encouragement coming when we come back. We're going to talk about those obstacles, but we're going to talk about the brighter side of caregiving as well. Thank you all. You have been listening to The Harvest, and you can find our podcast at seniorprovisions.com.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
welcome back to The Harvest. We are just having a great conversation with Angie Vineyard. She's a daughter, caregiver, and blogger, and we are just so grateful for the ministry that is expressed through her blog and her experience in caregiving for her father, who's suffering with Alzheimer's. Angie, we're so grateful again for your transparency and how you share your heart and you give inspiration to those, and caused us to look at scripture as you do often reference. We looked at Deuteronomy 31:8, and it says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." You know, these are powerful promises that God makes through his word, and that they are living each and every day. And though you are facing greater challenges in this season, and you may feel alone, God hears your groans, and he has already provided for what is coming. And I love that you have placed your trust in him.
I know it's easy to fall into a cycle of despair and anger, bitterness. I'm sure you could add to that list, loneliness.
Right.
And I just fight against it. And I know you're focusing on those opportunities, and you're seeing God's hand. And every time in your blog, when you have an opportunity to give him the glory, even in moments of questioning, even in moments of frustration, you are so obedient to him. And even in those small things that you do, I particularly love your blogs about some of the funnier moments. And there is a funny side to Alzheimer's. Yeah. Can you share any particular time that's come up where you just had a belly laugh about the whole thing?
Yes, yes, there are. And I do think that those are little gems that God puts in our day, because laughter is excellent medicine, but it's also helpful for us to get rid of some stress. And so my father has an amazing wit anyway. He has a great sense of humor, and thankfully he still has it. And so a lot of times he'll say something and Mom and I will look at him and we're like, is he serious or is he joking with us? Because sometimes we can't even tell. And so one morning, you know, Mom was trying to wake him up. And of course, when you wake up, you know, when you have Alzheimer's, you might think that you're, you know, 20 years ago where you were supposed to be. And so he said, "I have to go to work." And she said, you don't work anymore. You're retired." And he looked at her and he said, "What, I'm fired?" He does this all the time. And so we're like, we just have to laugh because it's funny, and it's a blessing from God. And he's always trying to make people smile. Whenever I take him to the store, he's always trying to, you know, make people smile, and he will zero in on the children, and he'll say something to their mother or father just to get a smile out of them, too. And one time we were in a Publix grocery store, and we were just walking down the aisle, and there was an associate, and he was on his knees, and he was filling the shelf back up with some product. And Dad did not even hesitate. He looked at him, and he said, "Say a prayer for me while you're down there." So, he just has a wonderful sense of humor, and it is such a blessing and such a gift. And it is important for me to focus on that too.
Yeah, I was going to say that also appeared in your blog for today, was talking about how grateful you are that he doesn't have that anger and that overarching anxiety that often comes along with Alzheimer's, that he still has that sense of humor that he's always had, and how much a blessing that is for him and for you all.
Right. He actually did have some anger issues, and it was pretty scary. And so we went to the doctor, and the doctor put him on some medicine, and that helped. And it was a godsend. It really was an answer to prayer. And we had to take him off the medicine because of how it may affect his other health issues. But he has still not gotten angry like that again. And so that is, you know, little things like that are huge, because they're answers to prayer, because he cannot control the anger.
Right.
So you can't reason with him. So it was just a blessing that we were able to get the doctor to join us in on that problem and help us out with that.
Well, that I'm curious, and I want to ask you this. What are some of your favorite resources? What are some of, just even finding out about different medications, and are there some resources that you access on a regular basis that support you?
There are. The first one that we went to was the Alzheimer's Association. They are a fantastic organization, and they have a 24-hour hotline for caregivers. So if it's the middle of your night and your spouse or your loved one is walking down the halls and you don't know what to do, you can call them and they can walk you through it.
Wow.
They also have other resources that they can tell you about that are local in your area. And then another resource that has been an absolute godsend to us for 10 years is Grace Arbor. It's a congregational respite program, and it is at the First United Methodist Church in Lawrenceville.
Yes,
and
we love Grace Arbor.
Yes, it's amazing because every person that's there, they want to be there. The volunteers, they love on my dad. They love on the other people, and my dad loves being there. And it doesn't even matter if my father doesn't remember the day that he had at Grace Arbor, as long as he was happy.
Yes.
Because he does remember, you know, Grace Arbor, and he does remember the volunteers and the other people there. But you never know how much that impacts them, even if they can't articulate it to
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm.
But they have been an extraordinary, I do not know what we would do without Grace Arbor. I just don't know what we would do.
Oh, I'm so glad that you mentioned them. They are, we've had them on. We've talked about respite programs. We've got some newer respite programs out there that we're going to be featuring on our show. I mean, what an incredible resource to families. I mean, you're living proof of that, that this is just, so, you know, your dad can go, he's there roughly like 9 to 3. He gets meals, he gets, entertainment. I don't want to say entertainment. I mean, he
well, we've seen some of the entertainment. Yeah.
Yes. Dancing.
Dancing and music, and someone's a DJ at some point in time. And,
yes.
That's right. Kevin is our amazing pianist, and then Dad loves to provide the percussion. He used to when he was younger. And so he'll sit up there with Kevin, and he'll just use his hands, and he'll just clap, and he's always on the beat. And it's just a blessing.
Mm. That is awesome. I know on the after we say goodbye to you, we have a list of our favorite resources. So I'm going to make sure that you get this podcast if you can't listen on Saturday. But definitely we've got some others to share as well. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Angie? It's about kind of just, you know, hey, do you know about this? And I'm connected to several Facebook groups. And I don't ever chime in with Senior Provisions being a resource. I rarely do that. But I will point everyone to other resources because, mm-hmm. you know, caregivers don't need to be sold to. They need to be supported.
And right.
So, well, okay, so here we go. We're going to take your temperature. So,
okay.
So we're going to take your temperature one more time. We always do this at support groups, and we want to know on a scale 1 to 10, after kind of having this time with Hans and I,
Well, and I'm not going to take any of that glory. And I think there is a great power in what you've shared and the impact that you know, and we will echo that you should know that it has on our community. And we're just grateful for what you've done for your father, but the community at large, to let them know that they're not alone and that you have a voice that speaks powerfully through your writing, and you're a tremendous resource for them, I know, on a daily basis with your blog.
So
now that I've stacked the deck.
So how are you feeling on scale 1 to 10?
Well, I'm doing better. I'm at a 6. I would say it's between a 6 and a 7.
Yay!
And part of that is because when you talk about it with people that understand, it's very helpful. It's very helpful. So I've definitely gone up a couple of notches.
Yay. Well, I'm this isn't going to be the last time we talk. We're going to circle back with you. We know that the God is doing a work, and I know you're in the weeds and the heaviest season of caregiving you can be in. But I'm excited to see what God is doing and what he's going to do through this and through you. And thank you for being obedient. One more time, it's AngieVineyard.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And it's and your blog is called About Face?
Right.
Okay. We're going to put you up on Facebook, and we are going to make sure everyone knows how to get a hold of you.
Great.
Before you leave, we'd like to pray for you.
That'd be wonderful.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful for the ministry that you have channeled through Angie. And we're grateful for the touch points that she gets to have with her dad through this struggle, and that she is aware that through this pain, you are glorified and that you are with them, and that it gives you so much joy to see your work being done for good and for love. And we just pray over Angie and her father and her mother, and we just pray that for a double portion of your Holy Spirit to reign over them. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Angie. We love you.
Thank you. We love you, too.
All right. Well, thank you. And when we come back, we are going to share some of our best resources for caregivers. So hang on. Get your pencil. Get your paper. And now I say this all the time. You don't want to miss this.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this.
Support for The Harvest comes from Thrivent Financial. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. For more than a century, Thrivent has helped Christians make financial decisions that reflect their values and help them be wise with money and live generously. More than 2 million Christians count on Thrivent to help strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Whether you're preparing for your financial future or responding to a sudden change, there are ways to proceed wisely. Local financial professionals can provide one-on-one guidance to help you. To learn more, contact Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-U-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483 or email thrivantseniorsolutions@thrivant.com. Thrivant Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest. I love that song.
I do too.
We're so grateful to Angie Vineyard and her blog and for her being a guest on our show. And there's just always, I think, a deepness that comes over you when you know that someone's living a life and facing challenges that you can only glimpse. And I'm just so grateful that she is looking towards her Heavenly Father for strength, for meaning, and just grateful for her witness in her blog. So as we promised, we want to move on to talking about more of these resources out there to support those that are going through caregiving season themselves.
And I love this because we have caregivers call us all the time. And, you know, aside from, you know, and that's what Senior Provisions does. We help families navigate through senior care options. And this show is specifically designed to outreach and spotlight ministries and to answer caregiver questions and point people to resources. So I love this segment and this particular podcast and show we will be sending people to.
You're using your hands a lot.
I am.
Facebook Live is just going to love that.
Hey.
No, she's going to cross her arms.
I'm going to cross my arms
now. Oh my
now.
Goodness. I thought she was like waving in airplanes coming in overhead or something.
I know. I'm conscious of the camera and having the need to make it interesting.
Yes, to be animated.
To be animated.
Which is
not a problem.
As everyone who is watching Facebook Live know is my forte.
I know. I have to do something. Okay, so let's get to our top caregivers. So get your pencil and paper ready.
Yes.
And we're going to have these on our Facebook page on Monday after our show. So if you miss it, call us at 888-979-8783, and we will help you find these resources. So first and foremost, we mentioned them, support groups. Support groups are awesome. We were watching a show last night and a family was going through a medical crisis on this show. And, you know, the doctors were speaking into the situation. There were family members speaking into the circumstances. But at the end of the show, the most impactful moment that that mother and father had were about
being encircled with other families,
going
and other
through the
mothers
similar
and fathers that were going through the similar challenge.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of the name of the disease.
It doesn't matter, but okay. It's very similar. When you're going through something, whether it is Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, a stroke recovery, and we speak out at all of those support groups, and we are more than willing and able to come out on Sunday morning, speak to a Sunday school class, come out on a Wednesday night supper, come to your senior group, your support group, and bring some quality trusted information that we've gathered and connect you with these resources. So support groups can either be disease specific, they can be general caregiving, and they can be secular, but we kind of specialize in the faith base because we believe that support with God's presence is really what makes it effective.
Yeah,
I'm a little biased. So speaking of disease information, so.
Well, yeah. So this translates into the interwebs and great organizations out there like the Alzheimer's Association, the American Parkinson's
Association,
stroke.
Mm-hmm. Stroke.com
and heart disease.
American Heart Disease. Yep. American Heart Association. They're all associations.
They're all associated.
But they're
great resources for going and getting medical information, connected with support groups in your area, latest research,
trials.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she mentioned the helpline as well for the Alzheimer's Association. Great resource. And
now we're going to talk about what she talked about was really a great impact for
yes.
her was the adult day programs. There are a tremendous amount of adult day programs out there. They are typically not publicly funded. There are some out there that have public funding associated with them, but they're typically paid through private funds. Your own wallet is covering the cost, but they're set up typically in churches. And they have an amazing support group there that is built around God's word and inspiring those families with love and support. And we've seen so many great examples of them.
I love them. They are a great
opportunity. What's the website where there's a great network of those illustrated? Is it supportgroup.org?
No.
No.
I don't know.
No, I thought we, well. we're underprepared for this.
There isn't one particular website for the support groups.
Oh, then no. I'm mistaken. I thought no. we sent families to a specific one.
No. So
they
so,
had a network.
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's well, I missed your calling.
And we're learning too. No. No, I mean, the best way to do it is to give us a call. I'll be honest with you. Call us. And then we can take what your personal needs are.
I'm thinking of Grief Share.
Oh, Grief Share. Yes. Yeah, that's excellent resource as well. But there is no kind of like clearinghouse.
Right.
So call us. We will find out what your needs are. And each support group and each kind of day program has its own little culture and personality. And we want to make sure it's a good fit for you. Speaking of that, oftentimes with caregivers, we'll need to refer them to therapeutic counseling. And a lot of folks don't know that over the age of 65, Medicare has a benefit through their program, and it'll pay for certain number of therapeutic one-on-one counseling. And we make those referrals out to trusted Christian counselors all the time. It's an opportunity to kind of go beyond the support group and really kind of dive into, you know, issues. Unfortunately, I always say we wait until we are aging to deal with our family issues. So a lot of times things are brought up that we need to work through. And then also we can't go by without talking about our senior services in each of the counties.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible resources. So, you know, here in Atlanta, whatever county you're looking at, that you live in, you can look up the senior services. They can provide Meals on Wheels and day programs and senior centers, all sorts of amazing, even in-home care through certain waiver programs. And so I would just encourage you to reach out to your senior services in each of your counties as well.
And then another aspect of caregiving is hospice and palliative care and respite care. And respite care, just to kind of give a little bit of a framework for that, respite care are those moments where you are at a place where you need a timeout. And you need to get away. You need to be relieved of the burden of caregiving that's 24/7. And you can set up a respite care stay for your loved one that could be a week, 2 weeks, a month, where they're taken great care of and you get to recharge your battery.
This is a great option if you as a caregiver are going through a medical event yourself. You are having knee surgery. You need to go see that new grandbaby and support your children. This is a great option. You know that in that 24 hours of care that your loved one's being cared for, having a great, powerful day and, you know, getting their medications and no, you know, you're not having to worry about it and you're not having to necessarily manage a home care situation. So that's a great, I'm glad you mentioned. And hospice and palliative care is covered by Medicare. And that is also a great layer of mm-hmm. care. And kind of a little golden nugget out there. If someone is at end of life, getting near advancing in their disease process, it is something to be talking to your doctor and physician about, palliative and hospice services. So if you have any questions about any of this, I know it's a lot. We're throwing a lot at you. We want to talk to you. We would love for you to call us. Ask us your senior care questions at 888-979-8783. And if you have, if you'd like to check out our website as well, it's seniorprovisions.com as I'm poking you.
Yes. We are able to provide this information and this show because of the support of our great sponsors. And we'd like to thank Thrivent Financial for being a sponsor of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And you can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-YOU-THRIVE. Thrivent Financial, we're so grateful for your support.
Well, I think I kind of reminded everyone what Senior Provisions does, and we're here to support you. Our services are no cost, and we are more than happy to come out and do some education and present on many different topics. So all of these resources, our foundational scripture is Philippians 4:19, that my God will provide all of his riches in Christ Jesus. All of your needs through Christ Jesus. And I just want to remind you all that above all things, that there is no greater provision than Christ Jesus himself. And he has laid down his life so that we would have life and life abundantly. And if you don't know him, I would encourage you to get to know him. We love you. Have a great week.